The following is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center, a better place to get better. Welcome to the Health and Happiness Show with Casey, a weekly presentation with guests, ideas, information, and fun designed to improve your life from 100.7 WHUD.
Hi, it's Casey. A very different kind of show today. Thank you for tuning in. Today we are going to practice breathing. I know, you've been breathing your whole life. But today we are going to practice conscious, connected breath work with Kathleen Booker. You want to feel happier, clearer, more focused, and more alive in 5 minutes? Stop what you're doing right now and breathe along with us. If you're driving, you can do this too. Just do it with your eyes open, of course. Kathleen is here. Kathleen, can you lead us in a breathwork session?
Yeah, so put your feet flat on the floor. Don't cross your ankles or your arms. I always like to say keep the backs of your hands on the tops of your thighs in a position of receptivity and lovingly close your eyes. And just remember that the breath is like a wave. A wave comes into shore and then it melts back into the ocean. So it sounds like... So I will always breathe through my mouth. However, I'd like you, Casey, and your listeners to breathe solely through your nose. Inhale and exhale through your nose. So let's start off by taking a big breath in through the mouth. Exhale, saying, ah. And just begin the breath. Keeping the breath going, allowing your shoulders to just easily drop down your back. Relaxing your tummy. Relaxing the muscles surrounding your eyes. And no need to worry if I'm inhaling and you're exhaling. No need to worry about that. Just keep the breath going, inhaling, exhaling through your nose. Relaxing the muscles in your jaw. And just feel your toes just stretch out a little bit more in relaxation. Keeping the breath going. Nice. Feel your intestines just stretch out just a little bit more. Take a big inhale through the mouth. Exhale saying, ah. Another big inhale through the mouth. Exhale, saying, ah. Another big inhale through the mouth. Big ah, ah. Go back to breathing through your nose. Inhaling, exhaling through your nose. Relaxing your shoulders. And very easily, just begin taking in a little bit more air on your inhalations. Very easily and effortlessly, taking in a little bit more air. And allowing the breath to just drop to the bottom of your spine when you exhale. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders. and just feel the rhythm of your breath. Just begin to breathe you, allowing yourself to just lean back into the rhythm of your breath and allow your breath to breathe you. Thoughts may come, that's okay. Just let them go on the exhale. Excellent. Big breath in through the mouth. Big sigh. Bigger breath in through the mouth. Exhale saying, ah, ah. Bigger breath in through the mouth. Exhale saying, oh, oh. Nice. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and lovingly open your eyes.
Ah, doesn't that feel good? Kathleen Booker from breathingforfreedom.com. You are very good breathers. We're going to do another session in a bit after we get some more insight into what breathwork can do for you. On the way.
This is the Health and Happiness Show with Casey on 100.7 WHUD. If you have a question or need more information about things you've heard on the show, email kcradio@gmail.com. The Health and Happiness Show. Information, fun, and inspiration.
Does an award-winning Hudson Valley Hospital get even better? It teams up with the number one hospital in New York. Hudson Valley Hospital is now part of New York Presbyterian, and with our new name comes new possibilities. New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital now has expanded clinical services previously not available in the Hudson Valley, and easy access to the expertise and resources of New York Presbyterian in Manhattan. Visit nyp.org/Hudson Valley to learn more about the amazing things happening here.
Hi, I'm Avina. I'm 7 years old and I'm blind. I love gymnastics, piano, public speaking, and riding on the trail bike with my dad. You can help me live the life I want.
Help Ravina and other blind people by making a tax-deductible donation of your used car, truck, or almost anything with wheels to the National Federation of the Blind. Your donation will help ensure a brighter future for blind children and adults. Just call 855-659-9314. That's 855-659-9314. Or visit carshelpingtheblind.org. That's carshelpingtheblind.org. We will arrange to have the donated vehicle picked up and provide you with a tax-deductible receipt. And if you know someone who is blind that can use our help, email nfb@nfb.org.
Blindness does not hold me back at all. Donate today.
Hi, it's Casey. This is the Health and Happiness Show. We just had a breathwork session with Kathleen Booker of breathingforfreedom.com, and we are going to do another breathwork session in just a few minutes. So if there is a specific issue or ache you want to release, this may be the practice for you. Kathleen lives in Riverdale, New York, and can work with people all over the world through Skype. Visit her at breathingforfreedom.com. Kathleen, what does a breath coach do?
Well, breath work, what I do is conscious connected breath work. And what that means is that you consciously connect your inhale with your exhale. So there's no pause between the inhale and exhale, no pause between the exhale and inhale. And what that does is it releases the stress, the cortisol in your body, and it increases the good feeling endorphins in your body. Where you have relaxation, tension cannot remain in the body. The breath really is an incredible, unique tool that you can use anytime, anywhere to just lessen any stressful situation, lessen your blood pressure. It decreases your blood pressure. It also is incredible in focus. Your mind is very clear, very sharp. And so what happens is that you are consciously connecting your inhale with your exhale, and eventually what happens is that the breath just takes over and the breath begins to breathe you, and you are just totally in a space of relaxation, just deep peace. I always tell people that what it sounds like, to give them an idea, it's like a wave. You know how a wave comes into shore and it melds back into the ocean. So there's no break in between. What it sounds like is... And you just keep going. And as I said, the breath eventually gets to the point where it begins to breathe you, and you feel like you could just keep breathing forever and have the breath breathe you forever. It's incredible for lessening pain and anxiety. The elephant in the room nowadays is stress. And the breath really helps you to just take that edge off and be peaceful. I like to say F-U-L-L, peaceful, so that hamster wheel that everybody else says you must be on and the media says you must be on, you just don't get on it. Your moments of happiness are not just little brief little flashes in the pan.
Right.
They really do expand and they ripple out throughout your life and into the lives of others, because people will look at you and say, well, ooh, I want some of what he or she has.
We're talking to Kathleen Booker. We're talking about breath work. And what I understand, when we are breathing deeply, what we've done is interrupt the fight or flight portion of our brain, the stressed out part of our brain. We've given it pause.
Exactly. Relaxation and tension, they can't coexist. The relaxation will definitely take over, and that is the breath work. The breath is the only function of the body that has control over the voluntary and involuntary nerves. So that means that we can voluntarily just breathe, inhale, and what we can also do is control, regulate our breathing, which creates within the body a level of homeostasis. And homeostasis is peace. Homeostasis is calm. Homeostasis is a body that is fully oxygenated, that has clear and focused thoughts, a body that the blood pressure is regulated, and a body that is calm. No anxiety.
How did you come to do breath work? Where do you get trained in this, or is this your own?
No. I was trained in it. I was introduced to it when I was attending school, Inner Visions, which is Jan Levan Zandt's school, and it has just opened up my world, my life, in supporting me to release misbeliefs that just don't support my highest and greatest good. You know, life just wasn't working for me, and I didn't know what was the root cause.
Yeah.
And the breath, just with grace and with ease, just let go of the misbeliefs of unworthiness, the misbeliefs of I don't matter, to I do matter, I am worthy, I am deserving, I am abundant. That's the beauty of the breath also. It's subtle, yet it is extremely powerful. And when you are having a breath work session, you don't have to know what's being manifested, created, or released. However, you can take to the bank, like a check for $1 million, that you are having a wonderful healing. I'm going to put healing in quotes, mind, body, soul, and emotions.
All of this healing and releasing just by slowing down and breathing. Kathleen Booker, our guest, find her at breathingforfreedom.com. And if you need a big break, check out her Soul Camp, Sleepaway Camp for big boys and girls. That's happening in the Poconos September 9th through the 13th. Breath work. It gets to the heart of the issue in your life, because when you're breathing, you're opening your heart center, right, Kathleen?
Yeah, you're immediately placed in your heart. You know, the thing with the breath also that I wanted to share with you, your breath tells on you. That's one of the things I share with my clients. Your breath tells on you. And your breath, when I work with people, I can see where it's stuck. The breath will tell me what needs to move.
Meaning what? Where does breath get stuck?
breath can get stuck anywhere in the body because we all have, as you know, traumas, birth traumas, old memories, all stuck throughout our body. And what the breath does is just bring energy and movement to those stuck places. And it truly does just move it through and out. I'll tell you, a lot of times with men, my male clients, I find that their hearts are very tight. And the energy, their breath will be very strained in their chest. You can, I can hear it. And when I get them to open up, and, you know, I do that with various breathing techniques. I may have them breathe a little quickly. I may have them do, let's say, I say breathe through a straw, like you're breathing through a straw, and it sounds like... And that will start to open up the body and also relax the body, and then have them go back to breathing through their nose. Or I may say to put their focus right in the center of their chest and see, feel, imagine that they're inhaling green light in and exhaling that green light throughout their body. And that opens up their heart chakra a little bit more. So the breath will tell me with how your breath sounds, how it looks in your body, because as a Reiki master, you know this, you can see energy flowing in the body, and you can tell where energy gets stuck in certain places.
Many people who get on the table are just breathing right here in their upper chest. You know, they're not breathing all the way down into their belly and making their belly get big and filled with air. And you can tell where the tension is. That's true.
Well, I'll share with you, for the conscious connected breath work that I do, and I studied and continue to study with Leonard Orr, who's considered the father of conscious connected breath work or rebirthing. It's a full lung full of air, not necessarily focused solely, holy, woly in the belly, but a full lung full of air. And when I tell most people how high up their lungs are, they're like, what? You're kidding me. And most people breathe low in the belly, very low in the belly. And with conscious connected breath work, it's breathing full lungfuls of air. And the result of that is that energy just moves from the top of your head throughout your entire body, out your toes, and just keeps going in a circular motion.
We are miracles. And I think, you know, there was a time when life was slower and everyone breathed more slowly and probably more deeply. And we were more active. Now today, we have to be reminded to breathe. But it's okay. It's a good thing. As I say often, nothing beats feeling good. There's nothing better. Nothing feels better than feeling good.
And when you're able to keep the breath going, surrender to the breath. Again, relaxation and tension cannot coexist. Relaxation is the bigger one and will take over. It reveals whatever the misbelief, thought, or pain is, and allows it to come up so that it can be released, manifested, or created.
So much going on just when we sit and practice conscious, connected breath work. Kathleen would love to give you a consultation, so visit breathingforfreedom.com. And as promised, if you have a few minutes, knowing what you know now, let's take another session with Kathleen. Get comfortable, and let's breathe as we get into position.
Put your feet flat on the floor. Don't cross your ankles or your arms. Keep the backs of your hands on the tops of your thighs in a position of receptivity, and lovingly close your eyes. And just remember that the breath is like a wave. A wave comes into shore, and then it melts back into the ocean. So it sounds like... So I will always breathe through my mouth. However, I'd like you, Casey, and your listeners to breathe solely through your nose. Inhale and exhale through your nose. So let's start off by taking a big breath in through the mouth. Exhale, saying, ah. And just begin the breath. Ah. keeping the breath going, allowing your shoulders to just easily drop down your back, relaxing your tummy, relaxing the muscles surrounding your eyes. And no need to worry if I'm inhaling and you're exhaling. No need to worry about that. Just keep the breath going, inhaling, exhaling through your nose. Relaxing the muscles in your jaw. And just feel your toes just stretch out a little bit more in relaxation, keeping the breath going. Nice. Feel your intestines just stretch out just a little bit more. Take a big inhale through the mouth. Exhale, saying ah. Another big inhale through the mouth. Exhale, saying ah. Another big inhale through the mouth. Big ah. Go back to breathing through your nose. Inhaling, exhaling through your nose. Relaxing your shoulders. And very easily, just begin taking in a little bit more air on your inhalations. Very easily and effortlessly, taking in a little bit more air. Allowing the breath to just drop to the bottom of your spine when you exhale. Relax your jaw. Relax your shoulders. And just feel the rhythm of your breath just begin to breathe you, allowing yourself to just lean back into the rhythm of your breath and allow your breath to breathe you. Thoughts may come, that's okay. Just let them go on the exhale. Excellent. Big breath in through the mouth. Big sigh. Bigger breath in through the mouth. Exhale, saying ah. Bigger breath in through the mouth. Exhale, saying, oh, oh, nice. Wiggle your fingers, wiggle your toes, and lovingly open your eyes.
Feeling good? Want to continue breathwork as a healing therapy? Contact Kathleen Booker at breathingforfreedom.com. Thank you for tuning in today. Keep those deep breaths coming, and I'll see you next week.
You've been listening to The Health and Happiness Show with Casey. The content of The Health and Happiness Show is intended for general information purposes only. The Health and Happiness Show is a presentation of the New York Presbyterian Hudson Valley Hospital Center. You can listen to previously broadcast shows online at kcradio.com. Join Casey for another edition of The Health and Happiness Show next Sunday morning on 100.7 WHUD.